Well, Jimmy, you nearly got something out of that game, but the team gave themselves far too much to do in the first half, didn't they?
Yeah, far too much work to do. Obviously, another 18, 19 minutes, you find yourself three down. I was on the side of the pitch, you're thinking, you know, what else can go wrong? Knew we had to do something about it. We adjusted our shape, you know, which kept us in the game. And I think, you know, for let's take those three goals out of the way. Let's take some loose defending and maybe some soft defending away at times. I thought we had some good moments. You know, I spoke to the boys at half time and said, look, we need a reaction. Spoke about things tactically. This group of players have got an unbelievable ability to take on ball information and, you know, and execute to the best of their ability. And I thought they did really well second half. Looking at the stats, we had one less shot than them, one less shot on target. You know, so fine margins, but, you know, not to dismiss the nature we conceded those three goals, not acceptable. You know, and against any team at any level, you give yourself a massive task.
Have the players accepted responsibility for that afterwards?
Yeah, they will. Yeah, of course they have. You know, they're fully aware on the way that we conceded the goals, and, you know, very much that disappointment. The first one can happen. We spoke about having a little bit more of a no risk mentality in our defending third, and maybe we put the first pass at risk and the second pass at risk, and we get caught. And of course, it's so early in the game. You know, they gain massive momentum from it. You know, the next two goals, you know, maybe they just were a little bit more aggressive than us, which is a bit disappointing. But, you know, I've just said that it looks like it's going to be a playoff route for us now. So we've got to take the positives. We have to pick the bits and pieces that weren't good, and we have to tighten up, because the nature we conceded those three goals and conceding three goals in any game isn't acceptable. So we need to rectify that. But also we've got to look at the positives, and I thought there were some big positives in the game second half.
And Dwight Gale, his 18th goal of the season. Jay Rodriguez, 20 goals for the season. Clearly, they're two positives, aren't they?
Yeah, massive positives. You know, and they've been they've contributed unbelievably well all season. And, you know, when you've got players of that ilk who deliver the goods that end, you know, we've even more important that we shut the door and, you know, we tighten up at the back. And, you know, we've not had too many clean sheets this season, and, you know, it's something that over the years the football club have prided themselves on, and something we've got to sort out.
It's back-to-back defeats now. I mean, how concerning is that, would you say?
I think it'd be concerning if the performance was poor. It would really concern me. But, you know, like I said, you know, even as daft as it sounds, you know, you're 3-0 down, and even at 1-0, then 2-0, I thought we had some very, very good moments. We had a couple of half opportunities. Obviously, they've equally had as many and one more chance than us and things. But there's positives to take from it. So if our performances were flat, I thought our performance was flat. I thought against Millwall, I thought we had a contrasting performance today in terms of doing, you know, doing the right things and the right messages. So like I said, you know, we could easily dwell on it, you know, and be doom and gloom. We've got to make sure we pick the best bits out of that, the positives out of that, and there was a lot of positives, and utilise that now to push on.
And you played three at the back in the second half. Were you pleased with how that worked when you brought Adarabioye on?
Yeah, well, I mean, that was a change in the first half. You know, just to give that extra cover against their directness and, you know, their ability to pump the ball up and around people. So, you know, making the change and putting Tosin at half time also give us aided some extra height. You know, and it's something I definitely think worked and helped us and added to our improvement. So, yeah, it was very much a tactical change.
And in terms of moving forward now, you've got Preston to come on Saturday. You need to put these two results to bed and go into that with as positive a mindset as you can.
Yeah, and that was a message to the players. Just you know, one thing with this league, the next game's always around the corner and comes very, very quickly and catches you out sometimes. I'm sure we'll refocus. I'm sure we'll regroup. I'm sure we'll look to build on that performance and take the good bits away from it.
And would you like some help now before Saturday? Some more experience coming in? Would you appreciate that personally, do you think?
That's a decision for the board to make. You know, in terms of myself as a coach and the coaching staff that we've got, I think we've worked diligently. You know, if you look at the nature we conceded the goals today, I'm not too sure any experience would help that. But of course, you know, I'm a coach of 18 years experience. But in terms of doing the role and doing the job, you know, lots of inexperience. So that'll be, you know, would it be an aid? Would it be a help? Yeah, of course, there's a potential for that to happen. You know, and like I said previously to you, that, you know, you always look to take advice from people with more experience. And yeah, it's how you learn and how you improve. That's a decision for, you know, for the board and Luke Dowling as technical director to make. And as I said, you know, previously before, my best interests are in the football club, not so much in James Shan. You know, so whatever it takes, I'll go with.